Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning where we talk with Mark Houston in just a bit from Bell In Sports Medicine. Got to find out how a guy who can talk about preventing every sports injury there is, all the things you need to do to stay healthy, all those kinds of things. We could break a tooth eating a sub sandwich.
A sub sandwich?
Sub sandwich. Broke a tooth eating a sub sandwich. Kind of a sub would that be?
There's had to be something in there, like a bone or something. How can you do that?
That's
like,
I don't know. We got to find out.
You can eat that.
But he's our guru. He's our guru on staying healthy. And he breaks a tooth in half eating a sub sandwich. So we got to find out.
Just with,
huh?
Take out your false teeth and eat a sub sandwich.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'm just being honest with you. Okay. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, but we're going to talk with Mark in a little bit from Bell In Sports Medicine. We're talking to Gary from the Land Sharks. That's the big Margaritaville
event. That's coming up at the Epic Center.
For you guys.
A week from today.
For the community shelter?
Yeah.
Right.
So a week from today at 5 o'clock because it's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes.
Right?
So wasn't
that one of his?
Absolutely.
And it's going to be very cool because it's got this whole like, where was he from? Not the Bahamas. What? Key West, right?
Yeah.
Key West. So
you ever been there?
I have not.
It seems like a place I'd like to try to go to. Key West. Seems cool. What?
Yeah.
It's an island. I love islands.
I think you would.
I would love to own an island.
Now, that
like
would be
a small
cool.
island in a lake someplace and just build my camp. Oh, man. I found a website. Somebody sent me a website about wilderness camps, wilderness cabins. You got to watch this, Jim. You want to talk about if I could start my life over again, what I would do? These guys go out in the woods and they build these log cabins out of scratch. You can't believe it. I want to say it's called, somebody help me out on this. Is it wilderness building, wilderness camping?
I wouldn't want to live in the wilderness. Not at all. I wouldn't like it. There's no, first of all, there's not a lot of sun because there's all those trees and there's a lot of bugs and there's animals. You leave it to the animals. Let's live urban. And you know, I like living in the hood. I like living with people and sidewalks.
Yeah,
and
living in the hood in your 5,000 square
just
foot
whatever.
Mansion.
I live downtown. I just
that's a historic resort. Yeah.
John, what I'm saying
tell
is
me again.
Yeah. I living out in a habitat that isn't conducive to the human species. You don't live out. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I think that's great. Okay. You want to do that. And I'll probably visit once every 5 years.
Okay. Next time I'm at my brother's deer hunting camp.
Yeah. I don't like that either. Okay.
Okay. Next time I'm out there. But wait, you'd like this. I mean, it's got a bathroom. It's got a shower. It's got a sauna.
All right.
It's got everything.
I'm there.
Big TV. It's cool. Okay.
Wow. Now, that's a nice hunting lodge.
Yes, it's a hunting lodge.
You can't really call that a hunting lodge. You could call that a second home.
Oh, yeah, I'd live there in a heartbeat.
Okay.
In a heartbeat. I'd live there right now.
When you said, I'm going to my hunting lodge, I'm thinking something where the porta potty or something outside.
We used to have that. It used to be an outhouse. I'm a fan of outhouses.
Oh, God.
Okay.
You are probably the only, how can you be a fan of an outhouse? That would be like, I'm a fan of no shoes. I'm a fan. Well, that's not, I get something better than that. Horse and buggy, not, and just discounting the advancement in the automobile. That was one of the biggest things, one of the best things we did in this country was when we went to indoor plumbing. That just changed everything. So,
not for the better.
A fan of an outhouse is crazy. No, if it did for the better, because we said we go through the water's treated, municipal water.
I see these big trucks on the way to Manitowoc in these fields, and they're putting something out in the fields right now. What is that, Jim? Do you know?
You mean the manure from cows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
do they do that?
Who came on yesterday?
Why do they do that, Jim?
Who came on yesterday and talked about—
So the corn grows about 8 feet high, Jim.
No. What did we—
it's
that's
good
fine.
For the environment. Outhouses are good for the environment.
Were you listening to our guest yesterday?
Which
from
one?
From the Fox Valley
Clean water.
Watershed?
Yeah.
What did she say was one of the biggest causes?
Well, that's runoff, but that's not from the manure. That's from other stuff.
No, it's
that's
not.
From pesticides.
No, it's
it
not.
Is. It wrong. Is. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Who worked on a farm? You or me?
Yeah, okay. But I just, I've read about that
stuff.
Yeah,
so have I. I've experienced it.
It's runoff from that pesticide.
No, it's not.
From
urine. No, it's not. Mark.
Okay.
Mark,
hey guys, how are you?
Oh, my God. Good. Let's shift gears. Thank you, Mark, for being on.
How did you break a tooth eating a sub sandwich?
I mean, yeah, and how will you even admit that?
It was the worst. Monday, you come off vacation, you bite into a sub, and I felt like my face fractured.
What was it?
But you know, I have a little tooth next to my two big front teeth that was, it's been taken care of when I was a little boy. I had a little peg tooth, and it was built up, and so they had a crown on it, and guess what? It just shattered went right across. So my good old dentist, Dr. Adam Cook and his staff with Julie, put a temporary crown on yesterday. But yes,
but
teeth injuries are not fun at all.
I got to tell you a quick story. I got to tell you this quick story, Jim. When I was doing GB basketball, we were in Chicago. We're playing at Northwestern, and we all ordered sub sandwiches from this sub shop right below. And the guys all used to come to my room because I'd rent movies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Nordgaard, I can see this as plain as day, bites into the sandwich and he goes, what? And he pulls out this big piece of like glass from his sandwich, like good sized piece, or it was, I don't know if it's plastic or glass or whatever it was. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I mean, he pulled this thing out of his mouth. It was a big piece of glass in his sandwich in Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, all right, Mark, let's go back to the scene of the crime. How can you break? It's not like you were eating hard candy or something, like a tomato. How did you break it on a sub?
Yeah. So, you know, they for me, it was one of those things that, you know, it probably had a weekend opportunity somewhere down the line. You know, I maybe had a steak last week on vacation, and they said it was already weak. But, you know, as you get older, you know, this isn't always for kids. The funny thing is my son on vacation last week lost a tooth. He's only 9. He's supposed to lose teeth.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah, young kids will lose teeth, and we know it's not a big deal. Another one's growing in. For an adult, though, it's a matter of, hey, you know, what do you do? And you really have to evaluate it. But, yeah, it they stink. And you do. You have to evaluate it because can this tooth be saved? Can it not be saved?
Right. Well, that's nice to hear that the Houston family is supporting the dental industry.
Keeping those guys.
My father always said, this is why you brush your teeth. Right. He had teeth issues. And
right.
I have never had an issue, really, with teeth, no cavities. And then all of a sudden in the last, I had to have a tooth pulled also last year. Just the way it was growing in my old age, it was causing problems. And we finally just said, okay, it's way in the back. Let's just pull it. But I think it's one of those things to get that guidance from a dentist or an orthodontist. I mean, and that's why I thought it'd be great to, you know, I mean, I think people all the time, you may get an injury and it was sports, and it's a matter of, you know, some people are like, oh, well, that tooth is out, don't do anything with it. Well, no, in sports, a lot of times we have, you know, a kid could lose a tooth, and they have these little kits called save a tooth. You know, the tooth is out, the root's there, and the save a tooth.
I'm getting very squeamish right now.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, I think it's, you know, but it happens. And if you can save a tooth, now there's one brand, it's called Save a Tooth, but there's lots of brands out there. It literally looks like a small little jar, and it's got a solution in there that helps kind of clean it and kind of keep that tooth good. Now you can't go a week or two and just let it lay in there. You need to call your dentist and, you know, maybe gets put back in that night. And there's other things, you know, there's with teeth of, they may get pushed back a little bit, and you can rock them back into place, and that root will hold.
Wow.
So it's just a matter of, teeth are no joke. Of, you know, the biggest thing is you just got to make sure you treat them very well. And those, they're very sensitive, and you know, they're never sensitive because we eat steak, we chew on ice, which is probably not always recommended, or hard candy, but all of a sudden, yeah, you have that one incident and you're like, holy cow, the pain that you have sucks.
Mark, you are very knowledgeable in this, and you're Mark Houston with Bellin Sports Medicine. I know you guys are really big into, you know, hearts and cardiology. Is Bellin now getting into the dental?
Well, it is a big part of sports, though. Yeah. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, no, and I'm no expert, But I'll tell you that, you know what, no one wants to be an expert till all of a sudden your son or, excuse me, your son or daughter, or you have an injury. And now all of a sudden you're like, hey, now what do I do? And, I've also said, I think sometimes the best thing to do is, make that phone call to a dentist or at least get guidance on that in those evenings. I've had people, some people say, can I finish the game? And it's like, this game is not important, but your tooth is, if you want it to survive.
Mark, I was playing in a charity basketball game years ago and against Packer players and John Dorsey. We were underneath the basket, and Dorsey's huge, of course, and I did a thing where I did a head fake, and he went up, and then I went up. I had one good move in basketball. I had a good head fake, and I was going up as he was coming down, and his tooth hit the top of my head, and it knocked out his front tooth. I will never forget that. Yeah. We had to take him to the hospital, and really? I mean, it was, oh my God, it was the worst thing I've ever been involved with, seeing that I literally knocked out his tooth by accident, obviously, but yeah.
Well, you had a good
Mark, do those old mouth guards we used to wear in football, do those work?
It's so those mouth guards that John's probably referring to is called boil and bite. So it's a mouth guard that, I'll be honest with you, most people never boil them. So they really don't work because they're never seated up in the teeth. But they're sometimes better than nothing because it kind of gives you maybe a bridge across an area. Now, that was one thing I want to talk about, mouth guards. If I'll tell you what, I think for most parents, they should approach their dentist and ask, okay, should my son or daughter get a custom mouth guard? Now I get it. When they're 8, 9, it could get expensive getting a custom mouth guard. With a kid in high school, I think if I had a kid in high school, I would have them custom make 2 or 3 mouth guards. You know they're going to lose one, and the second one should go in their bag, and maybe the parents carry the third one. But they will work if you get custom mouth guards. I think some people used to never want to wear them because they say, well, you can't talk to them. Well, if they're properly fit, you can talk very well. There's a lot of pro players, basketball players that wear mouth guards. And it's usually an upper, not a lower.
Right. You know, I mean, the only way we do, you talk about custom fit. Mark, can you stick around? I want to talk a little bit more about it. We're going to send a quick break. We got Gary coming up too.
Yeah.
I still want to talk.
Yeah,
I think this is very important. Because, like, when I was in school, they'd give you this plastic thing. They'd tell you to melt it in a bottle or in a pan of boiling water and then put it in your mouth to fit it. And that's all there was. I mean, they didn't do anything. I want to talk a little bit more about this. Okay, Mark, when we come back?
All right.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Back right after this. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. 48 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 48 in Oshkosh. We're with Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Mark, I'm keeping it over because I think this is something very important that we're talking about. We talk a lot about sports injuries, but the teeth thing I think is very important. And as I mentioned, I was unfortunately the part of that where I saw what can happen with a tooth breaking off in somebody's mouth. And I've also seen it in hockey and things like that. But if my son played sports like that, played a contact sport, and basketball these days is a contact sport. It just is. I definitely say you got to wear a good mouthpiece. Don't you agree?
Yeah. No. And hey, I want to first say Todd Michaels is the best because I love it going in and out of your guys' segments.
Yeah.
Best music producer out there.
Best producer in radio history.
That music there, I think that was Beverly Hills Cop that was, you know, I'm going to age myself here, but that's okay.
There you go. You win.
Yeah. Is this the
Every
man?
Time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Is this the man that put a banana in the tailpipe? So go ahead, Mark.
I
could break up Beverly Hill Cop's lines all day long, but go ahead.
John talks about these. It's called boil and bite. It's a plastic mouth guard. You know, a lot of times you see a mouth guard and it's got a strap because it was made for football helmets. A lot of times they're just cut off or they just flop away.
Yeah.
But you know, it's you take them. They look oversized. You put them in boiling water and then you take them out because it softens the plastic and you move them in. It's better than nothing. I'm not going to deny it, but most people don't even do that step. That's why I say to get a custom mouth guard, you know, it definitely is, you know, someone in basketball may take an elbow. Honestly, that's where I've had two, actually I've had three other rook nails because for when I was a young boy at 8, 9, 10, I got hit in my jaw, and there were technology wasn't able to tell me that I damaged the nerves at that age. I knew I was having problems, but they could never figure out what was going on. And it was all until I was at UW Green Bay, and I had to see my dentist's dad now, Dr. Brian Cook, who ended up saying, yeah, you got, I had an infection down there. So what those mouth guards may do is actually kind of keep those teeth in place. That's the big goal. It's not about just breaking them. It may, you want to try to make sure that root doesn't get affected, and every one of our teeth has a root. So if you can kind of keep those in place, that's the goal of the mouth guard. Is it going to be perfect? No, it's not. But I think also a custom fit one. The cool thing is they can put a kid's name on them. They can put a phone number on them. They can put a logo on them. They can do a lot of crazy things. Yeah, it may cost you $100, $200 to get them made. But, and that's why I say, if you're going to get one made, get two or three made.
Totally agree.
Because they've already made the mold. And my point with it is if it's going to save you down the line, trust me, when these bills come in, dental injuries are no joke. And we probably don't always treat them as serious as they are, because if you can save a tooth, you definitely want to save a tooth.
I mean, everybody can bounce back from a sprained ankle or whatever, but you're not going to bounce back from a busted tooth, you know, especially when it hits the roots. Right. The worst one I ever saw, Mark, was a teammate of mine. He was in baseball. A guy was on deck, you know, swinging the bat. And my buddy walked over to pick up like the batting donut. Remember the donuts? I don't even know if they still have those. They'd put on bats, the weighted thing. And he reached down to pick that up and stood up. And the guy, took another swing and hit him right in the mouth and knocked out all of his front teeth. It was terrible. Hey, Mark, we got to run. When you come back again next week, or even, come back early next week. We're going to have you on can we get Mark on for a special thing next week, Todd? There's some other stuff I want to talk to you about. So can we get you on twice next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can talk about it.
Okay. Because there's some other stuff I really want to talk to you about, okay?
Yeah. It's interesting stuff.
This is really good stuff. I think it's really important for young athletes and for parents to hear.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. Have a nice weekend, Mark.
Yeah. Mark from Bellin Sports Medicine. Weekend. Thanks, buddy. Good to have you back, brother. See ya. Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine. Yeah. There's a couple other things I just saw. I was reading about youth sports as far as like preventing some types of things. So definitely want to have him on again and talk about that.
And the guy does no prevention. And now mouth guards. I agree with everything
he
said.
That's always been a fear of mine. Because you know what? I'll be honest with you. We good?
Okay, Todd,
introduce our next guest, please.
Gary's with us from the Land Sharks. Of course, big event coming up at the new community shelter, raising some money. And Gary's on from the Land Sharks, one of the members of the band.
All right, Gary, the mayor here, ex-mayor.
The director of the community shelter.
Well, I'm not a director.
I
work at the community shelter.
I think you're a director.
I'm not a director.
Do you have a title? You got an office?
I do have a nice office. Anyway, hey, we're going to talk about... we are very excited about this. You're coming up here. This is a kind of a Jimmy Buffett, I'm not saying a tribute, but a Jimmy Buffett party. That's what it is. We got the Parrot Head group coming in. We've got the food stations are the cheeseburgers, and of course we have margaritas, and everybody's going to be wearing their and it's going to be great. And but we got the highlight is your band's coming up. And did you play with Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, we did several times. The first time we met Jimmy Buffett was in Key West. We were playing down there, and he came up and he joined us on stage and played with us. And once he did that, he hired us to be the house band at Margaritaville, and we played there for a while for him. And he used to come in there every once in a while, too.
Well, we're relocating Margaritaville.
He's a great guy.
Everybody says that. I mean, I wasn't his biggest follower. I mean, everybody knows his music, but so we're relocating Margaritaville up here to the Epic Center next Friday at 5:00. And of course, the theme is Margarita Bay, but it's 5:00 somewhere. So you're going to be playing. You got quite a set. I was kind of looking at some of your music. You play for what, 3 hours?
Yes, sir. Yep, it's going to be a party, no doubt.
It will be, and we've got some, and I don't know if you, I guess I saw your contract. I mean, this is for the new community shelter, which is a programmed homeless shelter here in Green Bay. People want to give us money, but we want to thank them and reward them by having them have a really fun evening, and we're excited about you guys coming up.
We're excited about coming up, no doubt.
Do you have a favorite song, favorite set?
A favorite Jimmy Buffett song?
Yeah.
Besides the obvious Margaritaville, I would say mine is A Pirate Looks at 40.
Okay, I don't know it.
Then more reason to come to the event. We're going to hear you sing that.
I mean, this could be a great event for the people that are big Jimmy Buffett fans, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And let me tell you, A Pirate Looks at 40, that's one you want to check out.
Okay. Outstanding.
All right. That's going to be fun. See,
And that's a week from tonight, right, Jim?
It's a week from, today's Friday. It's a week from tonight. So where are you coming up from?
Yeah. We're coming up from Orlando, Florida. We're going to bring the warm weather with us.
Okay, nice. We're counting on that, too. We're excited about this. And tell me a little bit about Jimmy Buffett. I mean, like I said, everybody knows some of his music, but was he good to the backup band and to the...
Oh, he was great. Jimmy Buffett was great to us. I mean, he basically gave me my career.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Once we played with Jimmy... he hired us and we started playing at Margaritaville, but he said a lot of great things, about us, as he was going around, and, that really helped us a lot.
Well, awesome.
He was really generous. He did that with all of the musicians, all of the like parrot head.
Isn't that awesome? We are so excited to have you in Green Bay at the Epic Center next Friday at 5 o'clock. It's just going to be a great party, as you put it. BB in Margaritaville, Epic Center. The tickets are $100 each, and the money goes to a great cause. And yeah, safe travels coming up here. We're going to have a lot of fun with you. We'll probably try and get you on the show then, too. But
Maybe next Friday morning.
Right. So thank you for being here, for coming up here and supporting this. We're so excited about getting Landsharks up here that played with Jimmy Buffett. All right. See you next Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gary from Landsharks. We'll be back with Adam Lee coming up with the Grand Oshkosh. Back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday. You know, Friday is kind of devoted to artistic people.
Well, it's a fun Friday. It's,
people
it's,
that are
it's
a lot
lighter.
Cooler than us. Oh, did you play an instrument?
That doesn't take much. Yeah, I played the trumpet.
Oh, that's right.
A little piano. Yeah, I liked it. Okay. I love music. And I...
Hey, by the way, can you seriously bring in your little piano? Because we had Miss Green Bay here yesterday, and she was talking about her... actually, you know who we're going to have on? So, Todd, I sent you a thing about Kimberly, right? Former Miss Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get her on, talking about what it's like backstage at these pageants and everything that people go through And like I said, I was a judge one time or an MC, and I hated it.
Yeah, I was
because
too.
Everybody was so good. I felt bad. You know what I mean?
You have to pick someone.
Yeah. You know another thing I hate? Like chili eating contests. Because they're all good and I feel bad with not, you know what I mean?
Well, you shouldn't. Yeah, okay.
I'm a lot more sensitive than you think, Jim. Hi, Adam.
Adam, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Todd,
somebody put here. Quote, I'm a fan of outhouses. Please isolate that. Here's another one. I'm a lot more sensitive than you think, Jim.
One shirt and a saying on each side.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of outhouses.
Yes.
And I'm more sensitive. Yeah.
Then you think.
Okay. Yep. Then you think.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Right. Hi, Adam Lee.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
I'm going to tell you this every time I see you for the rest of your life.
Dear God.
I enjoyed the Garth Brooks thing so much that night. You can't believe it.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
I loved your energy. I loved your talent. I loved your... messing around with the crowd. I love you giving that guy so much crap about his cell phone that was still a flip phone. You are great. You know what? And Jim and I have talked about this because he used to work at the Carlton. And we talk about, some people phone it in or whatever versus a stage presence. And, man, you got a phenomenal stage presence.
Well, I appreciate that.
You
That's
do. You
cool.
Bring the energy.
You were not too cool for the room.
No, I appreciate that.
That was awesome.
Give you guys a compliment. I was driving in today and I was thinking, man, I am tired. I am crabby. I'm in a bad mood today. And then I got into the studio here today, and I heard you guys ranting about some crazy stuff, and it made me smile, and I'm a happy guy
now.
Well, we
do it for a living.
Yeah, well done. You do it well.
Thank you, buddy.
I just pick up on what Johnny said, but that was a great show, and we love local talent, of which you are, and you put on a great show. The Meyer Theater is an awesome. You like to play in awesome events. I'm taking it because you are going to the Grand, right?
Yeah, Grand Oshkosh this weekend, tomorrow night.
That's
Todd's
home. Todd, how cool is that place?
Love it. Absolutely great. The acoustics in there are awesome. Yep. It's like, doesn't matter where you sit in that place, it feels like you're right up next to the stage.
Yeah, and we're hoping we're going to pack the place out tomorrow night. It's going to be a really fun night.
And what's the theme?
It's Garth Brooks tomorrow night again. Yeah, so, yeah, so.
Are you going to play Bella Woods?
Are you going to come to the show?
If you promise to play that, I'll come to the show.
Done.
Awesome. So what else going on in your world, Adam Lee, who's a phenomenal talent?
Yeah, man, we had a show last night. That's why I'm crabby and tired this morning. Ooh, so we're out till...
Was ADRC, where were you?
So ADRC is coming up this week, actually. Yeah, okay, so that's Wednesday. So okay. This is Garth week. I didn't realize. Saturday.
So you're going to be at the... what does it stand for? No. The next week, the ADRC.
ADRC is next Wednesday.
And that's... what does it stand for?
The Aging Disability Resource Center.
Yep. Which is right down the block here, basically.
It is, yeah. Great coffee shop, great little restaurant.
I want to come to that. Can I come? Come to that?
That is just you solo. You're not bringing his entourage that you usually travel with.
Yeah, which is a whole unique experience, right? So you get a little bit more storytelling, a little bit more time just to kind of engage with the artist.
I don't think you gave your keyboard player enough crap. we just consider him eye candy. Well, this big guy with 300 pounds sitting there.
You're bringing the six-piece to the Grand.
To the Grand, for sure, yes.
So another guy that did that, the guy that died in a plane crash, he ran out of fuel.
John Denver?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But he would do the orchestra, but then he would come and just sit on a stool and play too, which I thought was really cool. You know, Harry Chapin, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Some people just want you there, and then, which that's a great venue for that at ADRC. So, we're going to go to that. But tell me a little bit more about the Grand. You must really like these very, the acoustics are great, but the ambiance is great.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's years of talent that have entered into that building, so
and
it's
that's
cool to be part of that lineup. Yeah. And honestly, it's just it's a really cool ambiance. We're excited to be part of that show.
All right, we've heard your show a couple times. We love you. Play a little something that they're going to hear at the Grand.
Yeah. All right. Let's. I was trying to think of some stuff that I haven't played on air before, right? Because I've been here a few times now. But let's do. We'll stick with some Garth Brooks. I feel like, John, you're going to like this one.
I know I'm going to like this. There's nothing about Garth Brooks I don't like.
Well, she's my lady, lucky I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real...
We can sell tickets.
We can be quiet.
We're trying to sell tickets to the show.
She's my little queen of the south.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're two of a kind.
Working on the full house.
Todd, this great producer you are, cut Johnny's mic.
She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman. I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house.
Give me the part about sometimes we fight just to make
this up. This time I found a keeper.
I made up my mind.
Lord, and the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit. No hill's too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So call the curtain, honey. Turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. You're mine, and that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house.
Yes.
All right.
Adam, you have to, Jim, I got to say this real quick before we get back to Adam.
Watching the video stream, John is digging this. He looks like he's sitting at a tavern with maybe a beer in front of him. And John's over there shaking his head with his
Jim
head down.
Jim is over there with his head.
Jim's down. He wants to crawl under the desk.
Yeah. Jim looks like the disappointed wife. I've gotten that look a million times.
The husband's drunk, and we need to leave.
So let's talk about that. Adam, so you go to these concerts, high energy, and you engage the community the fans to sing with you.
Heck yeah.
A number of your songs. Some of you do solo, but how do you deal with these loud, tone-deaf people?
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I mean, that feels pointed. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't you find that tone-deaf people sing louder than the people that can sing on key?
I feel uncomfortable with this conversation, Jimmy. If I'm being honest.
No, I think it's great that you let everybody sing along. And there are those of us who... came to see you, but we hear the guy next to us.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
It's like that in church or wherever.
Right. So it is fun. You have such good.
Adam, I still want to know, though, because you're a pure guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you've adapted these other personas so well without formal training. Correct me if I'm wrong. You've kind of done this on your own. What's the process in that? Because we bring in musicians every Friday, and I love hearing the backstory. How did it begin for you?
Yeah, you know, the Garth story is fun for me because, again, I've told this story on air, but I started playing guitar the day after I watched my first Garth Brooks concert because he just moved me. The songs, the stories, the way he engaged with the crowd, which you guys talked about. So that really built who I was. So when I tell people, you know, who inspires me, it starts with him as number one. But anybody that I listen to that I enjoy with everything I got, like I'm just, I study him because I love it. Like I'm singing all day long and... people like Garth are really easy to follow. And then there's, you know, the new guys, the Luke Bryans of the world that I sang last night. And I love Luke. And I can somehow find my way just singing. I find a way to sing like him and enjoy his music the same.
You know, I'm a huge fan of old classic country from way back. Yeah. But right now, it's phenomenal. Country music right now is fantastic. Wouldn't you agree?
It's hot. Yeah,
it's hot. It's a big deal. Do you think about Beyonce going into it?
Yeah.
Not so hot.
Yeah,
it's like polar tooth. Some people, oh, this is so great, and other people are like, no, stay out of country.
Yeah, and it changes throughout the years, right? I'm sure people 20 years ago said that country would never look like it does today.
Well, wouldn't you say Garth was the first person that kind of bridged?
Absolutely.
Know,
yeah. He made it cool, right? Yeah. Garth made country cool. Yeah. And Beyonce will change it as well.
Yeah.
So good for her.
So we talk about these upcoming musicians or great musicians in our community, and I don't think people realize you don't get rich when you start in this business. And, you know, you have a job, a full-time job.
For sure.
You have three boys, two that you put in hockey, which I don't, you should have called me first.
We're mouth guards. We're just talking with Mark Hughes from
Bellin
about that.
But that is so time-consuming.
We're talking about that again next week.
And you're balancing it all. I think that says a lot about your passion.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, there's certainly plenty to balance. And I got to thank the beautiful wife that's probably listening this morning, right? She does a lot of that tough stuff at home and makes sure kids are getting to the right places at the right times.
Right.
And I get to live
that. That's what I mean. People don't see the backstory.
Life.
They see you on stage and, wow, man, he's got the perfect life. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to go home. He's going to go to bed. He's going to wake up and, you know, go for a run. And But you got to go to work.
Yeah.
And then you got to go to hockey and practice.
And truth be told, yesterday I drove to our show and I took a nap while the wife drove me there. And that's a real story.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Love you, Amy.
You're doing that to share your talent with us. I mean, you could, if you're going to drop one of those things, it would probably be the music, right? I mean, because you need the job and you obviously your kids are top
priority.
Unfortunately,
it doesn't pay as much, yeah.
Right. But I think it's great you're doing this. So
I appreciate it.
You better have a side gig if you have three kids in hockey.
That's true.
I just don't know why you picked hockey.
I'm looking for a second side gig. I don't know if you guys are looking for anybody.
That's an expensive sport.
or a butler or a nanny because, man, you got it going on. Hey, so Garth Brooks, is that your feature,
your go-to,
or do you talk about Luke Bryan? What else do you share with the, and what are you doing at the not the Epic, at where are we,
Grand,
at the Grand?
Yeah,
is it all Garth Brooks, or are you gonna do a little?
Yeah, Grand is all Garth.
Okay, cool.
So we have Grand coming up on Saturday, which is the Garth Experience. Next Wednesday is the ADRC right downtown Green Bay, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah, we're gonna...
Awesome, can't wait to see you guys. Grounded Cafe is a really cool place, you guys are probably familiar with that.
Yep.
It's a community event, there's still some tickets available. Taco bar, dinner event kind of thing. So it'll be a really fun night doing
awesome.
That.
Awesome. Yep.
And then next Saturday, we're actually out at the gala in Door County doing our Morgan Wallen show. So I know you guys are chuckling about the Morgan Wallen stuff this morning.
He was in the news this week for throwing a chair off a 6-story building.
I saw that.
Yeah,
you told me about
felony
that,
charges.
Say.
He's been tried. Phenomenal. Phenomenal talent, but man, he's got to get his head screwed on straight, doesn't he? I mean,
he's a young, senseless man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it's not screwed on straight.
No, not yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Not yet, but he's hugely popular.
And that's got to be tough. You know, it's a little bit like athletes, but you become very popular and you really can't control the environment. And that guy's a little crazy, but he's going to settle down and he's very, very talented.
I would imagine. Yeah. A little bit of alcohol can't help things.
Yeah. Alcohol fuel. No question. Let me ask you this. Who's like on the horizon for you? I mean, you've got Garth down pat now and you got the other, other guys, but who else do you listen to and say, I want to get there?
That's a great question. Zach Bryan's probably the guy who's probably the hottest guy in country music
Absolutely.
Right now.
He's phenomenal.
Unique, and there's kind of a group of guys that are coming up that are doing this storytelling, kind of what I call hippie bluegrass country kind of stuff. It's just really unique and
cool. I love that kind of stuff.
So we're going to be doing some Zach Bryan this summer, actually. We have a show out in Chicago that we're calling the Barn Burner, which is a mixture of Zach Bryan and Morgan Wallen. We're going to go back and forth and do a little battle kind of thing. And
how far do you travel?
We'll go six states around Wisconsin. Wow. So yeah, we're hoping to branch us out with something like we're doing. It's a really niche show.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do Garth 20 times in Wisconsin
because
people get sick of it. So yeah. we want to bring it around a few different states.
It's awesome.
Do you, and some people like to go back. You're studying all these up and coming guys, but do you go back? Do anybody that was around back in the 60s?
60s, maybe.
Or maybe 70s. Okay, 70s. You're young.
Johnny Cash.
See, right? Like, yeah. That stuff is
Jeff,
still.
Just be quiet, please.
It's timeless.
I got to sing. I hear the train of coming.
Todd,
it's
cut it.
Rolling around
cut
the van. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in
He's
Folsom
got a good voice.
Prison.
It's not on pitch.
Time keeps dragging on.
Not even close.
How was it?
Are we going to break or?
Wow. 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 Adam Lee joining us in the house. Can you stick around, Adam?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Outstanding. Right. Very cool. We got to set
our quick break. We got a whole minute, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you were giving us the rap. Well, let's pick it up again then.
No. Find something else. Do an instrumental.
My mama. Can pick it over at my mama.
Oh, dear gosh.
My mama. Oh, don't get the part. My mama always told me.
Here we go. Bang, bang. We got to count. Musicians got to count. You can't just go into it.
Four, three, two.
What?
My mama always told me, don't ever play with guns. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him. I think I got the lyrics wrong.
Yeah. You do.
You got
the pitch wrong and the lyrics wrong. Other than that, you're spot on.
I thought the music was
Should
good.
I give him the guitar, Jim? Yeah. Should we see what happens?
Right. We're trying to. People are going to listen. What if they tune in and we didn't reintroduce our guests? They're going to be like, I'm not going to see that guy.
That was Adam Lee singing.
Exactly. Suddenly we.
Can I get a refund?
Yeah.
No. Here. Adam Lee.
Fine. Wow.
Attendance in an all time low.
How about Sunday morning coming down? Do you know Sunday morning coming down?
No, I do not.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Adam, I'm doing you a favor. I'm going to do you a favor. We're going to go to break. You and Johnny sing all you want. When we bring you back, we'll have you sing.
Great. Fine. Sounds good.
Adam Lee. Christy is coming up later. We got the weekend. What's up? Live from the deck with Matt Harbor. A lot of stuff. Stay with us.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head.
It
that
didn't hurt. Thank you, Todd.
And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
What makes him think
just
he can
Jim,
sing?
Please, for the people.
What? Did your mom tell you
my
good
for the people.
For my clothes and
nobody's told you
to
sing.
Dirty shirt.
And, like, do you think you can play
Jim,
quarterback?
Please, buddy.
Hey, Todd, I have an idea for a new name for the show. We could call it Todd's Got Talent or John's Got Talent
or The Gong Show.
Todd, where did this text come from? Tell me, read this text for me.
This says, Mino, no.
Wow.
I think it has to do with your singing. I'm not even kidding about this.
In my head, in my ears,
you think I sound fantastic?
I know. That's
I sound
all
fantastic.
All tone deaf people think that.
I sound fantastic.
And then you sing loud because you think everybody else. But you are in your own little world when you sing.
I told you what that nun told my mom. My mom was so mad because I got a D in music.
I think your mom really
protected
you.
And it's this old nun, Sister Wilfrida, I think.
Ooh.
And my mom goes, why did Johnny get a D in music? And she goes, because he sings like a frog. That's what she said.
Okay.
Honest to God.
And she wasn't wrong, John.
And then we were supposed to all go to 10 o'clock mass every Sunday in the summer for the choir.
Right.
And she said, if you miss one class, you're in serious trouble. And I missed one. She didn't say a word, and I never went back. This is a true story, too. During singing class, okay, she had me wash the blackboards.
See? And you didn't take any of those signs?
That's before my voice changed.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, it changed already.
Yeah, boy, did it.
So, Adam, what time is your show tomorrow night at the Grand?
Yeah, 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Grand.
Awesome. Yeah. For people in Oshkosh that haven't heard you, especially for the Garth Brooks stuff, stop in. It's phenomenal. Yeah. It really and truly is.
It's nostalgia, right? It's nostalgia and a really fun concert event. You guys have a great time.
Just hope they don't have a balcony that you're going to whine and complain because there's so many steps again.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, I'm going up to the balcony. I didn't know there were so many steps.
There was 327 steps.
I can't believe it. Boy, did you have the crowd into it that night, though, down here at the Meyer.
Always have a good time.
You had the crowd into it.
With these tribute-like shows, it's so easy to get the crowd into it because they're already into it. They buy a ticket for an artist and they love that music. They're going to come fired up. And
you know,
you want to
know what
my job's easy.
You know what I think is the greatest compliment towards your Garth thing? Is that the people that have gone to, was it 50 Garth Brooks concerts?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Were there and they were so into it, singing every song with you.
Loved it.
I mean, I could see somebody like that being like, aren't we only, Garth's our only person.
Yeah.
You had them in the palm of your hand. They were phenomenal.
We loved them.
That was great.
They're buds of ours, yeah, for sure.
Are there still tickets for the show?
There's still some tickets.
And I just want to say about your show, and I do like going to shows, live shows. That is more than a date night. You can bring a group of friends. Yep. Like, it's one of those, like, it's fun to go with six or eight people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't want to say it's a party
versus
atmosphere.
Me sitting by myself, and you and Donna felt sorry for me?
Yeah, I did. So we went and sat behind you.
Yeah.
That's really fun about these shows.
Okay, here's another thing. Todd, what did I say happened the other night when we did the international food tour here in downtown Green Bay? What did Jim do?
Oh, he wouldn't sit next to you?
He told me to move. I sat next to him on the trolley bus, and he told me to move.
I asked you to move.
Asked me to move. We're at the concert, okay? And him and they see me sitting there by myself.
So we came over. We felt sorry for you.
Brought me a drink.
Yep.
Okay? Because the line was so long to get a drink.
I brought you double.
And Donna goes, well, John, we'll just sit here with you. And Jim goes, no, we'll sit behind him. True or false?
Well, it's true. True or false? It's true. But it reminded me of Chorus. Were you in Chorus? You know you were, because you can sing. So, like, somebody like me who has just a great voice, I would be, like, in the third row, fourth, because then I would sing and the person in front of me could hear me.
Okay.
And stay on pitch.
So that's why you wouldn't even sit in the same row with me.
I could have sat
Meyer Theater,
or in front
you
of
refused
you.
To even sit in the same
right,
row with
cause
me.
Because I would have been next to you. And then if I'd sit in front of you, I would be hearing that. So that's why I sat behind you. It was totally strategic.
Adam,
go ahead, man. You are.
I was going to point that out to you when you're on stage, but I thought I'd let it go.
Thank you for that. That would have been very distracting for
I
me.
Know. Hey, you don't have any warm-up bands, do you? I mean, you hit the stage and you let it rock.
Well, it depends on the show.
Okay.
I'd say half the shows we do, we bring in opening act. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes that's me. Sometimes I get to get out there and play guitar for a little while and warm up the crowd.
You know, I got a kick out of those, too. I remember, and actually, concert I want to go to is they've got the Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
Concert coming up. And I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd one time in Arizona. And it was right before they died, actually. The plane crash. But anyway, this was 1977. And boy, they had a bottle of Jack Daniels on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I noticed you had something on stage, but I saw the tea bag sticking out.
Yeah, not
it's
quite.
It's like it's a different era of those guys, right?
Yeah, we got to take care of our tools right here,
buddy. Absolutely. Yeah. Dennis from the Glam Band said the same thing. He drinks tea on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different era.
Stage beer. That's what I had last night.
Right. So, tell me, the opening act, do you have an opening act at the Grand?
The Grand is not. No,
okay, that's just awesome.
Just all good.
Some people don't like opening acts,
yeah.
You know? And some of them, I mean, I went, anyway, I can't think of the name of it, but some of these opening acts are awesome.
Yeah.
I like it when it's a little bit different. Like, I would prefer to see a comedian and then you. But I know you guys like a lot of music on music, but you never want to be overshadowed by an opening act, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, yeah, I think opening act is a good opportunity to bring other talent that maybe
exactly.
haven't had all that experience.
And that's cool you're doing that.
We really like to do that.
I would love to know over the years, other concerts I've gone to, who some of those opening acts were.
Yeah, heck
you
yeah.
know, because a couple of years later, they might have been huge.
For sure.
They all were. I got to think, I went and saw an opening act and they actually overshadowed the main act and they became, and that happens.
Sure.
So anyway, but you are the great main act and you've taken away any threat of an opening act.
Because you're the main guy. So. Give us a little something, Adam Lee.
Yeah. All right, what do you want to hear?
Give us something you're going to be playing at the Grand in right. Oshkosh.
So we got 2 minutes, so why don't you just take us right
take
to the
Take us
top.
Right to the
break. Right.
And is it tonight, the Grand?
Grand is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Saturday night, Grand in Oshkosh.
Grand in
and
Oshkosh.
Then Wednesday.
Garth Experience, Grand in Oshkosh, and then in Green Bay, ADRC on Wednesday.
We're there.
And this is going to be a little bit more what you're going to hear at the ADRC, right? Just me on a stool singing songs and telling you stories about Garth.
Do you want to bring me up? Is there anything?
No, God.
We'll consider it.
You think you've
learned
that already?
All right. Oh, good song.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And a thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart. As if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, and she must face this world without me, is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow